get back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Today's Tuesday, December 10th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to be part of the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. The insanity officially starts today in session. Back in Lansing in the lame duck session, we talked about some of the bills they're passing this week. Well, guess what? The list just got longer. Been looking at news stories last night, again this morning. The amount of bills that are going through today, potentially, they're going to attempt 107 bills in the House. That's what they're thinking about trying to do. Okay. Well, this is very interesting because one of the things that they want to do is completely ignore the Republicans. This is their plan. This is exactly what they are going to try to do. The Republicans are not going to be allowed any amendments. They may not even be recognized on the microphones of the chamber when they raise their hand seeking to be recognized by the chair to be able to offer any public comment on any of these bills. Unbelievable. This is so amazing. I'm in shock, and I'm hoping, praying to God, that the Republicans are learning and seeing how you govern when you have the majority, because it's coming. What they're going to do to this state in the next 2 weeks is absolutely amazing. So here is the overview. We'll get into the details. But they, in these 107 bills in the House, after passage there, will be sent to the Senate. In the Senate side, they're working on 68 of their bills that if they pass in the Senate, they'll be sending to the House to get them to pass. They will make sure that the bills are worked out completely worked out, and sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer before December 19th, 9 days from today. This is absolutely amazing. Unbelievable. All of these bills, we're going to be talking about the main ones because obviously we can't talk about 107 House bills and 68 Senate bills that these people are working on. 175 bills. And that's for the agenda today. I can't even fathom how late they're going to have to work until tomorrow morning sometime to even get through today's agenda. And they have another agenda for Wednesday and another agenda for Thursday. This is unbelievable. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that little light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep in.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. You know, this microphone works a lot better when you unmute it. I apologize. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the second segment of hour number one here on this Tuesday. And I had the microphone muted. I greatly appreciate that. Oh, man, Randy. I apologize, folks. Dead air for over a minute. Well, I've only been doing this for 12 years, so hopefully one day I'll figure it out. The unbelievable situation that the Republicans are in are basically anything they're proposing to attempt to get done in a bipartisan fashion is not going to be looked at or taken up in this lame duck. The Democrats, based on this agenda for today, Tuesday, probably what they'll do on Wednesday and Thursday, then they take their break and come back next week and wrap things up, is showing and proving to me to be very clear, they're not interested. They're not interested in working with the Republicans in any way, shape, or form. Why am I saying that? Well, remember a couple of Fridays ago, House Minority Leader Matt Hall put out a road funding proposal to permanently fix the hole in the repairing of our roads and bridges. House Minority Leader Matt Hall, Richland Township's plan to shift $2.7 billion in tax revenue to road infrastructure will mean, quote, major reductions, quote, end quote, of around 17% to the state's general fund. This, according to a Citizens Research Council CRC report. This report was just completed on Friday. Of the $2.7 billion, around $300 million is in surplus going into fiscal year budget 2025. So the money's sitting there. $300 million is in surplus, meaning that the remaining $2.4 billion will need to be funded and found through budget cuts or revenue enhancements. The Department of Health and Human Services makes up 45% of the general fund. Corrections, 15%. Universities, 13%. Revenue sharing to local governments, 4%. And everything else is 23%. Or basically $3.4 billion. If the plan is to move without new revenue, which is what it calls for, it represents that the understanding that this revenue shift will require substantial restructuring of the services that the state of Michigan can provide, according to the CRC report from Bob Snyder. That was their final conclusion. Well, this Citizens Research Council research has Michigan ranked as 40th among the states. 40 out of 50 in the conditions of our state's road system. Michigan also ranks 30th among the states in regard to road revenue and expenditures across key metrics. These key metrics, meaning some states are getting more bang for their buck with the road funding that they do have, according to the report. We spend more money than 10 other states. We rank 30th as far as road funding revenue. But our roads rank us as being 40th in the country. Only 10 states in this country have worse roads than we do. The report also noted that the way the money gets to county and local road agencies, quote unquote, is not very effective. Not very effective at sending money to the areas that have the highest maintenance and repair needs. If lawmakers are going to go through the exercise of providing more money for roads, they should also reform how that money is carved up. I've been saying that for years. Why do we send so much money to MDOT, who is very inefficient, top-heavy at management, and absolutely does not get the biggest bang for the buck? Why are we doing that? Because we don't have a governor willing to have the spine to stand up to these bureaucratic agencies and departments in Lansing. And this isn't just Governor Gretchen Whitmer, folks. I blame this totally on Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly. Supposedly Republicans for 8 years in charge of our state government with a majority Republican House, Republican majority Senate for 8 years. And they did nothing to reform Michigan Department of Transportation. Zero. They did nothing. And in this report, it's very clear county and local road agencies are not getting the money from Lansing. Now, what Hall's plan is, three major pieces of shifting revenue from Lansing into the roads. $1.2 million of corporate income tax. I believe that's supposed to be a B for billion, not million. Because we're talking $2.7 billion. So that story I just read, I'm sorry. I should have corrected it before I said it on the mic. Shifting $1.2 billion of corporate income tax, redirecting another $600 billion in the corporate income tax money that had been going to economic development. Economic development. This is Governor Gretchen Whitmer's pet little peeve, her little pet projects. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the SOAR Fund. She's got like four more of these funds set up all over her administration. Hall also wants to end the sales tax on gasoline, with replacing it with a comparable tax in which the revenue goes directly to the roads. Isn't that what we were told? We were told back in the day when they pulled this shell game that they were going to start charging sales tax on gasoline, that it would go directly to the roads. You know where it ended up going? To the schools. This is insanity, people. Absolutely insanity. Well, one of the main problems they have in this current legislative session, the things that they have going on in this legislative session, is going to be too busy, too important for them to bring up and discuss Matt Hall's plan. And what's the basis for it? Some citizens' research council, outside group, coming up with a report to justify tabling discussions on funding the roads. And here's the problem. This is the bottom line. I've talked about this for the last 2 years. You're going to hear it again. Elections have consequences. When 1.7 million of you did not vote in 2022, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson got reelected. When Proposal 3 passed, where we put it in our state constitution that basically anything goes on abortion. Michigan is now the number one abortion state in the country. Anything goes. And the Democrats took back a two-seat majority in the House and a two-seat majority in the Senate, giving this governor, these Democrats, the quote-unquote trifecta. They have control of the House, the Senate, and the governorship. That's what you basically have stuck us with. This week and next week's lame duck session. And I know you're getting tired of hearing it. But this is what perhaps you did when you didn't vote. Well, wait a minute, Trucker, I voted. Okay, then I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the other person in your vehicle. I'm talking to your family members. I'm talking to people you work with. When 1.7 million people didn't bother to vote in 2022, and this trifecta was created, you unleashed this government against our rights, against our pocketbook, against our basic freedoms in the state of Michigan. And for them to reach out to some liberal progressive citizens research council to produce a report, and for them to hang their hat on this report as justification for not taking up this plan in this lame duck because they have other higher priorities, is disgusting. This is a tactic, pure and simple. This is what they're doing to our state. And there's nothing the Republicans can do about it. Absolutely nothing. So Matt Hall and his plan, which is basically the fourth attempt at doing this, folks. Matt Hall isn't intelligent enough to come up with this plan. This plan was written back in 2012 when Jace Bulger was Speaker of the House. And who was governor, lieutenant governor? Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly. Control of the House, control of the Senate. And guess what? They didn't do it. Well, when Jace Bulger was done, term limited out, he handed it to Tom Leonard. Tom Leonard didn't do it. He got term limited out, gave it to Lee Chatfield. Lee Chatfield term limited out, he didn't do it. So now it's been passed on to Matt Hall, who will be the Speaker of the House come January. And the Democrats aren't going to touch it until he is the Speaker in January. Then we basically are going to have gridlock for the next 2 years. If the Republicans have the courage to do it. Bob in the Hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, AT&T will eliminate its landline phone service in almost every state in its service area, including Michigan, the company announced this week. Since early this year, AT&T has said its copper wire phone lines are antiquated and require costly service that is not as effective as wireless broadband networks. However, critics say landlines are crucial service for people who live in rural areas with limited cell service, particularly older people who are more likely to rely on landlines. The company is allotting 5 years for the shift to give customers and the Federal Communications Commission proper notice. Mobile carriers must get permission from the FCC before discontinuing landline services for both new and existing customers. Some UP drug arrests. Jim Lee High